Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Avis in Birmingham. Avis writes, "My boyfriend is sensitive and can't stand it when I tell him about things he does that annoy me. I'm tired of sugarcoating everything and tiptoeing around his feelings. Why can't he accept the criticism and do better? Is that hard for men?"
Why don't you break up with him?
That what? She just wants him to do better. She just wants
to leave. Listen, Shirley, go down the list again of stuff she said. Go ahead, read it.
Okay, all right. She can't stand it when she tells him about things that he does that annoy her, and she's tired of sugarcoating it, everything, and tiptoeing around his feelings. Why can't he just accept the criticism and do better? Is that hard for men?
How much stuff you telling him annoying?
Is she nagging him?
See, I'm telling you, man, you done wore this dude out. You done wore this dude out. It ain't that we can't take it. It's just how much you want us to take.
Yes.
If you steady coming to your man with what you don't like about him, there's no appreciation in that constant barrage of statements. And then I'm tired of tippy-toeing around him. So you just want to crack him every time you feel like it. Okay, go ahead. Because let me tell you something. There's some things about you he don't care for either.
Just about
got
to say
on his last.
I want you to know that. But he already know he can't go down that dark alley.
That rabbit hole. Okay.
So, no, lady, I don't like the way you worded your question. So it kind of, it seems to me like it's
you.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like it's a lot.
Okay.
And why can't he take criticism? Why, you man don't want to be criticized. Nobody wants that.
No.
What woman, you know, want her man always telling her what's wrong? Man, bye. Hey, go get whoever gonna make you happy, because it ain't me.
All right, moving on to Jason and T-Neck. Jason writes, "I met a gorgeous and amazing woman, and we have a lot of chemistry. I was all in until I went to her nasty, funky house. She acted like everything was fine. Can the good outweigh the bad in this case? And what if I help her clean up?"
I'd have been the dog. I've been in that exact situation. I was 22 years old. Lord, this
what
girl
happened?
Lord, this girl was fine.
Just
she had a baby,
though.
But I ain't care. She was fine.
She had a baby and you didn't care.
No, I ain't care. At 22, I had to think about that because I ain't finna take care of nobody else, but I didn't.
Right,
care.
Right.
Went over there, man. I walked in. I couldn't believe it. I could,
what
the,
couldn't
the
believe?
Whole house was tore up. From she opened up the front door. The living room was destroyed.
Wow.
Now, the baby wasn't no toddler where he was running around. He was a high chair baby. Food all over the baby chair, hard food that had been there for. Dishes all in the sink.
Wow.
You know how people have a pile of clothes somewhere? They were everywhere.
Wow.
They was everywhere. I mean, man, clothes on the couch. And I came in and you know, she said, just sit down anywhere. Where?
Where?
Because there's something everywhere I see. There's clothes on all the chairs. Hey, man. But the girl was so gorgeous, man. Lord have mercy, this girl was fine.
But that didn't turn you off, though, seeing her house like that?
It turned me off.
Uh-huh.
So what happened?
Yeah. Yes,
please
and
tell
then
me
what?
You to take your clothes off in that, huh? Please tell me.
No, your clothes was on the pile.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. She made me some food. She bought it on the plate. And I was looking at the plate, and the plate didn't look clean.
No.
And I was just, but I kept looking at how fine she was. Like, you know, I'm 22. I'm trying to work through this.
Rationalize it.
Yeah.
Gotta make it work.
And you, did you? Did you?
Yeah.
You ate the food, too.
No, I ate the food.
But you took your clothes off. I'm not hungry.
No, I didn't take clothes off that night. You know, I was trying to get there.
You went back?
Yeah. But boy, let me tell you something. Went upstairs. You thought downstairs was raggedy. Man, we had a conversation. I went to take her to dinner. I said, hey, can I ask you a question? I said, what? Your house is always
nasty.
It's like dirty. Disassembled. It's always stuff all over the place. What's wrong? She say, so are you complaining?
Ooh. You said disassembled. And what did you say?
No, I'm just trying to, do you see
you
it?
Scared.
Yeah, I see it.
Did you
what you trying to say? No, I ain't trying to say nothing. Then it went from there, man.
Fizzled out. So she knew it.
She was fine.
She knew
it. It's no way you could not know it.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. If cell phones was out then, I'd have called somebody and told somebody. If phone cameras was out then, I'd have took a picture of it.
So how do you help this guy? He says, can the good outweigh the bad in this case? And would it help?
Bruh,
what if he helps her clean up?
Okay. And then when you leave, what you think she said?
Yeah.
Hey, man, this is what I know right here. Me personally.
But you know for sure.
You have to be a clean woman. It's just no way around. I'm not making an exception for that. It's just not. Because I'm messy. So I ain't no way in hell.
But messy is not nasty and funky. Okay,
I'm not nasty and funky, but I'm messy though. I lay stuff down all the time. Marjorie get on me all the time. Why do you just lay that there? Because someone will pick it up.
That right someone there will not be me.
Yeah,
that all is right
not gonna be me because of...
All right, moving on to Rhonda in Seattle. Rhonda says, I'm 39 and my husband is 32. He married me and then realized he doesn't want kids until he's at least 35 years old. That won't work for my body's timeline. How can I convince him to do this sooner? Will he resent me if I keep pressuring him?
No, just go ahead, baby.
Really?
Get pregnant.
He don't want kids till he 30-something. She's 7 years older than him. She gonna be 40-something. Go on, get pregnant.
Yeah. She had a clock to think about. Yeah.
Yeah, TikTok.
Thank you, CLO.
I did not want, not now, child.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.